So you know what causes that? Women, when the Lord tells women to dress appropriately. Don't dress with a skirt this short. Don't dress with a V-neck that comes over you right here, comes down to your belly button. Now, there's women that do that. I know. But you know what that does? You know what that does to men when they look at that? It causes them to lust. If they're not living in the spirit world, a man looks at a woman like that, he will open the door to a devil, and that man will keep looking at that woman, and eventually he'll give power to that spirit of lust, and that spirit of lust will possess him. And see, that's our enemy. This devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. Now, that's why the Scripture tells women they should dress appropriately. In fact, you know, you should dress modestly. You should dress with it. All of your vital organs are not shown so much. You know, if I could make it so blunt, you know, I've seen women. I was at a restaurant the other night over in Grapevine, and there was a woman leaned over to get something, and when she did, her dress was so low cut, this part of the dress fell away, and she didn't have a bra on, and you could see the nipple on her breast. All the way down, I thought, she needs to put on a bra at least. She didn't even have a bra on. I mean, these women do this. You know that? There's women do this. And what they're doing, I wonder how many men in that place that night looked at that woman under the wrong conditions and lusted for her. And when they did, a demon says, hey, this spiritual world that we're fighting against, these devils come right inside of them. And now you got this beast. And now you're in trouble. But the weapons we fight with are not carnal. They're mighty through God. In the name of Jesus, if we repent, we can drive them devils out. You know how many times I have commanded demons to leave people? I think about little Cody. Every time I think about that little six-year-old boy, they came here many years ago. I guess Cody must be way up there now, at least 4 or 5 years older. He must be 10 or 11 or something, 12. But when Cody came here, he was 6 years old. His mom and dad brought him, and Cody could not eat food without taking some kind of enzymes or he'd throw up. All of his life, he'd been like that. His mother and dad finally, at about 6, heard about our ministry, and they brought Cody down here, and he sat there, 6-year-old, and listened to every word I said for 4 hours. I mean, he paid attention. Whenever it was over, he come running up here and said, Pastor Scrivener, I want you to cast this demon of hell out of me. I want to be free. So I laid hands on him, commanded the devil to leave, and I said, now, son, you got to believe. It's done. I said, now you can go eat anything you want to, and you won't have to take no more medication. So he goes and runs around and plays. Then a little while, mom and dad, they finally come up here, and he says, Cody, come over here. We want Pastor Thurman to pray for you. He said, oh, Mom, he already prayed for me. I'm well. Is that faith talking? 6 years old. They said, no, son, come over here. You need Mom and Dad to be with you. He said, no, Mom, I went up there first, and he cast that demon out of me, so I know I'm healed. Mama said, Cody, get over here. He said, no, Mom, I'm healed. And so she went out here upset at her baby. He would not come over. He said, it's done. They go home that night. She said, okay, we're going to fix dinner. And said, now, we're going to eat. Now, Cody, you got to take your enzymes. He said, no, Mama. No. Pastor Thurman said, I got to believe Jesus, and I believe in Him. I don't need that medicine. I am healed. She said, Cody, I've just about had it with you today. She said, if you throw up, I'm going to bust your bottom. He said, that's okay, Mama. I'm going to believe Jesus. I ain't taking no medicine. He ate his supper. He didn't throw up. In fact, I guess months later when they come back the next time, she gave the testimony, said, he has eat us out of house and home. And he don't never have nothing. In fact, she said, Irene, his mother, said, I've got to tell you all a story about his faith. She said, just here a while back, I woke up one morning and I had a great big old yellow thing on my side, looked like a boil. She said, the next morning I woke up and there was two of them and they were big as a plate. I went to the phone and called the doctor, made an appointment. Cody said, Mother, when she hung the phone up, did I hear you talking to the doctor? Yes, son. He said, well, what's wrong? She said, well, pulled her blouse up and said, look, son, these things. He said, well, Mom, don't you remember Pastor Thurman said those are just demons and we have all power over those things? He said, Mama, that demon ain't going to have my mama. He reached up and laid his hands and said, come over here, Mama. He reached up and laid his hands on Mama and said, you demons of hell, come out of my mama in the name of Jesus. He said, now, Mama, I guarantee you're healed in the name of Jesus. 6 years old, Irene said it within 1 hour, those things were half the size. And so she called and canceled a doctor's appointment. And the next morning when she woke up, they was totally gone because of a faith of a six-year-old boy. Do we need that kind of faith?
Yes.
Now, see, he listened when I told him that Jesus said, I give you power to cast out devils. I believe that, he said, if we could only believe like a six-year-old child. Call the doctor? Mama, that's just a demon. Jesus said we can cast him out. Is that awesome? Why don't we have more faith? Why do we not believe these great and awesome promises? Isn't it awful? It's awful to think that we got this mighty book with all these promises and don't believe it. It's more than awful. Now then, yeah, you're getting, but you hadn't been long then you didn't. Yeah, when his son says, Dad, I can't believe you're doing what you're doing. When, what, 2 years ago, he would have never believed you were going to be where you are today, right, Adrian? Absolutely not. The Word of God will make a change in you. Now then, let's go to Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, and let's see what Jesus says He has given us there. Matthew 16, 19. Jesus has given us something here that obviously we don't understand. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Verse 20. Then charged these disciples they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. Then verse 21. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Do you think they believe that? No. In verse 19, we go back to verse 19, and he said, I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom. I will give them to you. They're yours. When you become my children, I give you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you bind, whatever you loose. So binding and loosing is the keys of the kingdom. In other words, you have to translate that word, whatever you allow or whatever you do not allow. You're going to allow the enemy to make your children sick?
No.
Has he give you the keys of the kingdom, Scott?
Absolutely.
Are you going to believe him?
I do believe.
You do believe him. I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom. Now, I know this has got to be a brand new book. This has only been written in the last couple of years, right?
No.
You've been reading this book for a long time, haven't you, young man?
Yes, sir.
But now you're beginning to believe it.
Yes.
And that's the difference, isn't it?
That's right.
That's the difference. I mean, you can have this powerful book in your hands all your life, like I did, and you've had. And if you don't believe it, it don't do you no good, does it?
That's right.
But when you get a hold of it, and you realize that the king's talking to you. It's amazing, isn't it? You know, that guy sitting right behind you, Scott, J.C., I got to tell you a story about him. He started coming here and learning these things, and then his mother-in-law came down sick. And she was in the hospital, and they thought she was going to die. Is that right, J.C.? According to the medics, she was a goner. And so J.C. and his lovely wife, they called and tried to get a hold of him and said, we've got to get a hold of Thurman. We've got to have Thurman pray the prayer of faith for her. But they couldn't find me. And the Lord finally got a hold of JC's spirit and said, JC, just think how many times Thurman has told you, I am in you just like I am in Thurman. You don't have to have Thurman. So he goes up to that hospital, and I kid him when I say this, does what every man wants to do, lay hands on his mother-in-law and cast the devil out of her. I mean, that's what he did, right? He goes up there and put his hands on his mother-in-law and commands that devil to leave her in the name of Jesus. I mean, that other part kind of makes everybody laugh, so I just, you know. But he loved his mother-in-law, and he put his hands on her and commanded that devil to leave and pray the prayer of faith for her. And I think that was on Friday. Friday the weekend. And within just a couple of days, his mother-in-law is out of the hospital with his lovely bride, and they're out shopping together. And she was healed completely.
Absolutely. Didn't even have to have heart surgery.
Nothing. Isn't that amazing what you can do in the name of Jesus when you do something in faith? Now, the Lord had given JC the keys of the kingdom, right?
Yes.
Whatever JC binds and looses, it's his. But did he just give them to JC? They belong to every one of us, don't they? Behold, I give unto you the keys of the kingdom. Then in Matthew chapter 18, verse 18, he goes again. And let's look what he says in Matthew 18:18. See, he didn't just tell it to us once in that other chapter. Now in Matthew 18, he says, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. And again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching a few things. So what is wrong with us? We're a little slow, huh? Well, we're going to get over that slowness, right?
Amen. Amen.
That if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. Now that scripture right there, that's the scripture I used over Philip back there that's running the camera. That's the scripture I used over Philip years ago when he was a little 11-year-old boy and asked the Father in Jesus' name to take all of Philip's warts and scars off of his body.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.